Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall, and this is the WP Plugins A to Z podcast interview show, and today I am interviewing Tom, Zach, and Michael from Rebusify, a plugin I covered up in episode 410 of WP Plugins A to Z podcast, and it is a plugin so you can get confirmed reviews on your WooCommerce store and other platforms. So welcome to the show, guys. This one's going to be kind of fun. I've got three of you on the line.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Not a problem. So I saw your plugin. I can't remember who sent it to me or submitted it to the show. I think it was Michael who submitted it to the show. Right. And I checked it out. I personally didn't have a chance to stick it into a live site, but tell our listeners out there a bit about what is this plugin and how does it work differently than any other type of review plugin system?
So a little history first. I had a software company back in 2009, and I had an overseas competitor who was blacklisting me all over these review sites, posting fake, slanderous reviews about my company, and in hopes of opening the door to more sales for himself. He was in the same market. So it just kind of took off from there that I needed to come up with a solution, and what we've developed was a solution that allows people to leave a review on the product or service that they just purchased from a participating merchant. And then that review is posted to Rebusify.com via our API. And then we take it a step further by posting that review to the Ethereum blockchain, as well as our own private Rebusify blockchain. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of in a nutshell of how it all started and how it works.
Okay. And I got a question for you. One of the things that occurred to me with it is, like, where do the reviews appear at for a user? Do they appear off of your website or off of the user's website?
So at this stage, they appear on Rebusify.com. So when someone installs the WooCommerce extension, they activate it. They sign up at Rebusify. And once they activate the plugin and save the changes, their company profile page is created. It's a unique page, and it's their domain name. So it would be rebusify.com/their domain name.
Okay.
And that's their company profile page. And all the reviews that come in from the system, from their site, appear on rebusify.com. That's phase one. So those are searchable from the front page of rebusify.com, as well as indexed by Google. Phase two, we're going to allow them to post all their reviews on their website as well.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be moving that over to it to allow people.
Correct. Both.
Oh, cool. Is there plans for, like, off of your website working to showcase merchants or categories of merchants?
We don't have that yet. It's something we've been thinking about. We've just been trying to get a lot of other things completed. Right now we have the WooCommerce extension. We're wrapping up Shopify extension here within the next 2 to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. but it is something that we're looking at doing.
Okay, now another thing that kind of caught my eye on this is the blockchain verified. What makes it so unique and advantageous to have this blockchain verified in there?
Well, there's a lot of companies, I won't name them here, but there's a lot of review companies out there that allow anyone to post a review,
right.
And that opens the door to slanderous reviews. So mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there that say, hey, I've been approached by these companies that if I pay for a premium membership, that I can get these reviews either deleted or modified. And so by taking a review and adding it to the blockchain, that review, the number of stars and the actual review is in the blockchain, so it can't be modified. And that's the beauty of blockchain technology, is that once it's posted to the blockchain, you can't go back and change it. So that kind of levels the playing field with us and merchants that use us, that, hey, you know that your reviews are not going to be modified. And that's why we post them to the blockchain.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to go one step further on that and just note that our blockchain solution is permissioned. And what we mean by that is the reviews that are posted about products and services, they're channeled through our API. And they are only linked to purchases that have actually happened. So you can, when someone views a review on Robustify.com or eventually through the merchant site, they will know that those reviews are linked to an actual purchase that happened at the merchant site. So once a review gets posted through the plugin, we then send it to both our private blockchain and the Ethereum blockchain. The reason we're using two at the moment is because we have custom developed our private blockchain. And eventually we'll want to move off the Ethereum blockchain so that we don't have to pay the transaction fees that are associated with the Ethereum blockchain. So that will cut some expenses out for us as we start to scale. That'll also give us some time to continue to develop the Robustify blockchain. So at the moment, when a review is posted to both blockchains, you can actually see through what's called the Block Explorer, where the review was posted, when it was posted, and you can see which blockchain it was posted on.
Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, and we're still having some issues here. This is going to drive me nuts. Okay, and tell me a little bit about how does the verification between, say, the WooCommerce website and your plugin system, how do they know it's an actual client? Do they have to be logged in on the WordPress website? What is the key component here?
So the key is transaction ID from the processor, whether it be PayPal, Stripe, CC Bill, whatever it is that they're using. If you have a WordPress website that's using WooCommerce and they use PayPal, for example, mm-hmm. when a customer goes out and buys the product or service, they get a transaction ID back from PayPal.
Right.
We confirm that, and that becomes part of the transaction. So we take that once we've confirmed it, and we send it via API back to Robustify, where we process it there, mm-hmm. and we add it to the company's profile page, and then we queue it up for posting to the blockchain. As it stands right now, there's depending on the gas that's paid for Ethereum. It could take up to 24 hours for the review to be posted, mm-hmm. but that's kind of how it works from a WooCommerce website back. So whether it's PayPal, CC Bill, Stripe, or whatever, we confirm a transaction from that provider before we can do it. This keeps people from faking it, if you will.
No, that's what I was always concerned about. It's like, how would they keep from faking it? But the transaction ID is probably an excellent way of dealing with that issue.
Right. We make sure that we get that transaction first. If we don't, it doesn't happen. That customer will not be allowed to leave a review. It's only after we can confirm the transaction that mm-hmm. that transaction ID within the WooCommerce allows that customer to leave that review. And we allow, within the plugin, the customer has 30 days mm-hmm. to leave a 1-5-star review with their first name, mm-hmm. title, of the review and the actual review. Once they click OK, it's immediately sent over to Robustify.
Oh, that's quite excellent. I like the way that works. And I had a thought, but it escaped before I wrote it down. you join me in my loads of fun being a live show and the way it works. Where was I going? Brain cloud. Okay. So we got the working of it, the connections of it. You've already given us a bit of a history of how it came about. Recap that for me, if you could, your history of how you came up with the ideas for pulling this together.
Well, I had a software business. I won't go into what it was and who was the competitor, but competitors are notorious, especially overseas competitors. They're right. notorious for going after their competition by blacklisting them. So, you know, in 2009, this started happening, and I didn't understand why my revenue was being cut in half. And it took a while to figure it out, having no information about online reviews at that time. And after I found out, I was like, oh no, it took a lot of research in almost a year to figure out who it was and why they were doing it. And I said, there's these reviews were popping up on all these review sites. Same text within the review, but different usernames all over the place. You could tell it was an attack. And I said, there's no way that I can fight this. When I found out this person was overseas, I couldn't go after them because of the country they're located in. And I said, I basically threw my hands up and I had to sell my business. There was nothing I could do.
Right.
And for years I thought, there's got to be something. And then, you know, blockchain started to, you know, take off a few years ago. And then it came to me like, hey, if we can get the reviews on the blockchain, people will know that these reviews aren't being modified. Mm-hmm. They're there in their original raw format. So it just kind of took off from there.
Oh, excellent. Now, I did get my question back, what I was going to ask you here. Now, you've made it relatively easy for pretty much anyone to start using this with your pricing plan. Is that how did you decide on your particular pricing plan you've got, where someone can start off with a free version, 500 review transactions a year, and build up from there? So tell us a little bit about how that is advantageous to the persons using WooCommerce.
Well, as far as the pricing structure, we knew we had to have a free component, because the WordPress community loves free free plugins in a freemium type setting.
Right.
So because we knew we were tackling WooCommerce first, there's 4 million active installs of WooCommerce. So we knew that was going to be our first target. So it was a no-brainer.
Right.
We had to offer it free, but we had to make the packages appealing to people who might have more transactions. We don't know what companies have as far as their transactions. And that is probably going to be subject to change as we move along, as we figure out, you know, internally how many transactions companies are getting. There are companies that do thousands of transactions a month.
Right.
But we have it set right now to where it's just going to be a great place to start and see, you know, kind of see how it goes as we're moving along.
Yeah, well, it seems quite reasonable. So can you define the term transaction for me? Is that every sale they make that's connected to your site, or is that the transaction of someone leaving a review?
That's a transaction from someone leaving a review.
So,
They may have 10,000 transactions, but maybe only 500 leave a review.
Right.
Those 500 are going to be counted.
Okay. That's what I was kind of curious about. Okay. So what a nice thing I saw about it was it did, and I think I did recommend it out to folks, is, hey, this could be a great way to have easy reviews on your site that are verifiable versus, I know what you're talking about the junk reviews.
Exactly.
I've helped with a few WooCommerce sites, and we're regularly cleaning out the trash.
Exactly.
So, yeah, this is a really great thing. Tell us anything else you want to tell us about the show. I'm not sure if we've heard from all three of you there. I can't distinguish.
Well, let's let Tom chime in here, and Tom can kind of talk about the future of Rebusify and where we're going and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the big piece with this is that it's something that touches pretty much everybody. Michael approached me with this idea, and I had to take a step back and just say, geez, I can't believe nobody's thought of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we started looking through the, you know, what the market looks like, as you were asking about pricing as an example, there are other folks that are out there that mm-hmm. do this. And some of their rates are what I would term as exorbitant in some cases. And the challenge that I saw with all of them is that not only are they charging premiums, but they don't have any guarantees that there's any control. Even when they say they're verified reviews, mm-hmm. we know they're not.
Right.
There's some pretty big heavy hitters in the industry out there that, you know, are getting touched on the shoulder by the FTC saying, you know, hey, listen, you got to get these fake reviews under control because it's affecting general commerce. So, you know, and I take most things like a lot of people do, and I reflect on my own life, and I realize that, you know, for instance, my wife and a lot of different people are relying on reviews for some pretty big purchase decisions.
Right.
And some, you know, even involving healthcare, right? Mm. You want to pick a doctor, a dentist. So reviews are not just about, you know, venting and things like that. They're now part of the general e-commerce community and the purchasing decision and the life cycle between a consumer and a merchant.
Right.
So with those things, obviously, we want to take this and actually do something good for the community at large. but really kind of restore the faith and trust in the review ecosystem that's quite frankly just been abused.
Right.
And so for the future of this, we look at, initially starting with, WooCommerce and Shopify. And clearly what we'd like to do is now look at the broader picture. So if we look down the horizon, we want to open this up, obviously, to merchants that have other systems. And we would like to, approach maybe some of the folks that are your larger online purveyors and say, look, we think you need this. It's about the community, mm-hmm. not just about us and licensing the product. It's about doing right by the larger online community. Right. So that down the road, that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to do something really to towards giving back largely to the industry we all live in.
Right. Yeah, and I can, as you're talking there, I could just see all kinds of options opening up to you as you expand your business out. Dozens of options for it. And there's lots of places. Like, I myself don't always depend on reviews, but I do know quite a few people that's something as simple as going to a restaurant. They want to check reviews. It's like, okay. Right. But you always ask your friends. But yeah, a lot of people do depend on that for their day-to-day and where they're going to buy things. So anything that could bring some honesty back to the reviews is a great thing. All right. Well, it's been fantastic, guys. I've learned a bit more about the product and how it all works and a bit more about Robustify. I keep wanting to go the other direction with it. It's the enunciation of the U. Call it my Canadian influence. We'll go with that.
You betcha.
Hey, we're located up here, eh? All right. Well, this is the point where you guys get to tell folks how they can get hold of you, contact you, and where they can find all your great products.
So you can find the Robustify WooCommerce extension in the WordPress repository. You can do a search for Robustify or a search for verified reviews. You can also download it from Robustify.com. All you need to do is register for the free account, and you can download the plugin from there. Takes about a minute and a half to complete the whole cycle to get the to sign up and get the plugin installed and activated. As for contacting us, you can reach us via email at contact@robustify.com. You can also phone us at 503-882-0099.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it, Tom, Zach, Michael. I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day to appear on my show, even with the minor audio glitches we've had today. I love Skype.
Well, thank you for having us. It's very much appreciated.
Yep, not a problem. Don't run off now on me. I just got to play out my credits.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA-Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.